This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
This morning we have the pleasure of welcoming a friend of Joy, a model, an actress, a storyteller, guide dog, Victoria ambassador, Dolly Diamond. Welcome.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, that was a bit official, wasn't it? Are we well?
We were very, very well. Thank you so much.
Oh, Pastor. I love it. It's lovely being back at Joy.
Well, it's lovely having you here, but sweetie, why are you looking so beautiful this early in the morning?
Listen,
I mean, you must have been up for days.
Well, I do get it. Well, actually, I just wore it from last night. As long as you don't move in the bed, and I don't, I very rarely do, and I lie there like Jesus on the cross, and every now and again when my face turns and I leave my imprint on the pillow, it is like the Turin shroud, it really is. But no, I don't mind making an effort, it's worth it, even for radio.
Well, I mean, as you said, we've got a young co-host here. We've got to impress the young boys, don't we?
I'll be honest. I'm not one of those that leers over everybody or, you know, I mean, I don't mind looking, but you've
got to... Can I call bullshit on that, Dolly?
Well,
I mean, just quietly bullshit.
No.
Because, as you know, I follow your social media a lot.
No, you're right.
And I am addicted to your love story about Dick, the love story.
Wait a minute, I don't know about this.
So like all good love stories, they should start with the word Dick, and Dolly has one.
Well, no, mine actually begins with Tolly, obviously.
Oh,
you've got to have the right billing, haven't you? But no, you're right, it's Dolly and Dick. And I was lucky enough to meet Dick in Adelaide.
And Dick's a doctor.
Yes.
Dick's a doctor.
Dr. Dick.
Dr. Dick.
And I fell in love. I mean, this you don't imagine happening, do you? But it happened. And there I fell in love. And we've embarked on a romance. And only in the literary sense,
good.
Obviously.
So does Dr. Dick know about this?
Oh, yes.
Romance? Oh, he's
happy? Yes. Otherwise, it's like a stalker, isn't it? You know, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking that. But it isn't that. And it is love. I love him. We've made love, only in the literary sense, we've made love. And it's very steamy, isn't it?
Well, he's very hot, let me tell you. Not only is he a doctor, he's very good looking.
Yes.
I got the picture and really zoomed right in on there to make sure whether it was
I'd like expect nothing else.
No, I was very impressed to see, and I thought, well, I can't wait. Can I be flower girl?
Yes. Well, listen, I don't want to rush into it. Yes.
Yeah, good.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, hopefully all that happens.
Well, we're just hoping he puts a ring on it. Well, at least goes near the ring.
Well, all of the above. I mean, you know, there's no innuendo with you, is there? It's right in there.
Yeah, there's no black or white.
No, subtlety is right out the car window.
Rip that word out of his dictionary.
Yes.
Dolly, I'm so new to Blankety Blanks, but I've heard you've had the most amazing lineup in the past. I want to know, who's on the new lineup of Blankety Blanks?
Well, I love it. I bet you would know it if you've ever watched RuPaul's Drag Race. You would know this game because they do it as the snatch game.
Okay.
And that's where they all dress up as, you know, Liza or, you know, the Queen or whatever. But we obviously have real people, real celebrities. And I'm loving it because it gets people out of their comfort zone. We've got the Mayor of Donington coming on as one of our guests, the lovely Steve Stephanopoulos. And the man's very theatrical. We can, you know, and is one of the only mayors in Australia in a same-sex marriage, you know, an absolutely wonderful man. And he's on the panel. I think one of your guests later on.
Fiona Martin, yes. The Victorian Parliament for Reason. How great is that?
Oh, amazing. And I love that woman. I respect that woman a lot. And she's got, when she opens her mouth, you know she's wanting to affect change, you know. And that's the reason I love Fiona. And she's on, as you can imagine, she's an intelligent woman, but she's got a bit of a smut.
Have you ever read her book yet?
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. Lived her life like us all, you know.
She called me pretty when she was in.
She's not lying.
Yeah. Well, it was early and she didn't have a glass. Glasses on, so I would only take that as
I just got a double compliment, Tony. You took it away.
No, well, don't worry. Those words must burn your mouth when you say them, Tom.
Exactly.
Who else? We've got the lovely Michaela Bannis. We've got the lovely Lucy Holmes, who does 100% Kylie Minogue.
We love Lucy.
She's more Kylie than Kylie.
Well, almost. I think you're right.
Almost offended Tom too. There,
yeah, I almost jumped the counter.
And
to hit him.
Would I be able to do this without Wayne and Tom as
my guests?
It's
me. I'm going to be there.
Yes.
You're a real celebrity. Hey.
Dolly did have to scrape the bottom of the barrel.
No, I went outside of the barrel. But listen, we've done it before, haven't we?
We were so lucky. I was so happy that we did it with you last year, and I was so nervous. I'd never been so nervous.
Really?
Because, you know, I can't spell. Dyslexia gets me, and I think, oh, well, every answer is just going to be, I'm just going to bore a big, you know, penis.
Yes. Yeah,
that's all I'm going to do.
And you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
They got bigger as you went along.
They did get bigger, yeah.
Wait, so do you dress up? Is that right?
No. We just turn up as normal and we sit there and Dolly comes along and he asks a question. So on the old days, he used to be on TV and Cyril was the very famous one. Yeah.
Basically, I ask a question and I leave a word missing.
Yeah.
And the idea is the contestant then thinks of the word while the celebrities also think of the word. And if they get a match, then they win a point. You know, it's as easy as that.
Lovely.
I love it. You know, Cyril went to the butcher shops and asked for a pound of sausages but got a blank instead.
Yeah.
You know, and then you put your blank in.
That won't be one of the questions. But that's a good example.
Yeah. I'm so excited because this year we're doing it at a different place.
Yes.
Yes. I've been to chapel on chapel. That's very exciting. We're going to go
there.
Well,
this is a chapel off chapel.
Oh, chapel off chapel.
No, it's all right. It's next door.
Next door to chapel. Was I chapel on chapel?
Yeah,
but it's
all good.
Off chapel. Yeah.
I just had to pick you up on that. You know, otherwise it wouldn't be me.
Yeah.
But no, I began there 15, 16 years ago.
When you were like three
Australia.
Or four.
That's it. Yes, it was a children's show. And I love it there. And I'm thrilled to be going back.
And you've done blankety blanks all around Australia. I saw you went to Western Australia.
Yes.
And what are they like? What was the audience like over there?
Oh, they were lovely. I was, if I'm going to get on the air and go, oh, they were rubbish. They were horrible.
Remember, we're at Joy, so we have a very small pool. I promise you, they're not listening.
Listen, you'd be surprised. Everyone, you know, around Australia knows about Joy. I loved it over there, and it's a little bit warm, but I did love it. It's beautiful, isn't it? Adelaide as well. We loved it in Adelaide.
Oh, you did Adelaide? That's fantastic. And they know how to have a joke. I mean,
they're fantastic. Yes. I mean, when the festivals are on, it's always a little different, isn't it? And but no, I had a ball over there. But it's lovely to be bringing it back in into Melbourne. We've got one on the Gold Coast on the way.
Oh.
And one in Brisbane a little later in the year as well.
And I also see you're going to be going off to the Spiegel tent. That's very exciting. That's
my
favourite. But is it like at 10:30 in the morning?
No.
No.
I don't do that.
No. I thought, was that me not reading the thing properly? And I thought,
no. The one on the Gold Coast is in the evening, yes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
We are going to announce, I've got a little scoop.
Oh, I love it.
We are going to be announcing one in London as well.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and the Edinburgh Festival.
No.
I know. I really shouldn't say, but whatever,
Have you started thinking about your outfit yet? You're going to wear?
Oh, no, I don't do that. I mean, I love to, you know, obviously we love to dress up and the sequins and all that. But no, it's, you know what it's like when you've got to get it all out there and get everybody to know about it before I start worrying about what I'm wearing. but I absolutely love doing it. I think I love doing it the most because you never know what our celebrities are going to say. And obviously you never know what our contestants are going to say either.
Now, we want to know, because this is pressing for Tom, have you had a favourite guest and is he in the room right now?
No. but, you know, I loved a lot of them over the year. Joel Creasy is fabulous. Yes. We all love Joel. And he's done it twice. I've done it twice with Joel.
Mm.
And I could barely walk.
I was on the show with Joel.
Oh, yes,
as well as the Bingo Grannies.
Oh, they're amazing, aren't they? They're a little foul-mouthed, but we love them, don't we? They're just about to embark on theirs, aren't they? The Malthouse.
Correct.
Oh, I'm going to that. I love them.
So
evil, wicked ladies. But... Virginia and Michael from ABC News Breakfast are up there as my favourites. And I think what it is that they work well together, but I have them on opposite sides of the room, you know. And Michael Rowland doesn't normally swear, and the F-bombs were really coming out.
Excellent.
And Virginia, she's, you know, she knows she's an intelligent woman, but as am I. And I would add none of their nonsense, but I absolutely love them. They're wonderful.
Brilliant. Well, you can all catch this at Chapel Off Chapel. This
Not on Chapel.
This is Chapel Off Chapel.
Yes.
Or Chapel Around Chapel.
You get off on Chapel if you want.
But yes, we've all done that.
Yeah, we've all done that.
Normally with a kebab in our hand.
Did you see one down in the front steps this morning? That one didn't go very well.
No, I'm sorry. I dropped it.
April 11th and April 12th. And you can catch all the tickets at dollydiamond.com.au.
Or the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yes, you won't get tickets at my website, but you will at the Comedy Festival website.
Yes, you can follow the links from Dolly's site. Definitely follow it all.
A million ways. You boys are lovely. I've loved this.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, it is pretty to look at in the morning.
I don't mind at all.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Dolly, thank you so much.
All the best.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.